Blog Talk Radio. distractions. I want to know you're here. I want to see you. No distractions. I want to know you're here.
Hello, this is Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight for Prolific Fire. I pray that the word of the Lord would be a blessing unto you tonight. Normally, I wait till the end of the show to take prayer requests, but 857, you've been so diligent to be on the phone lines right after I got on, so I'm coming to you to ask you if you have a prayer request. I don't want you to wait any longer just in case you have a prayer request. Caller, you on the air?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I do have a request, and I'm just seeking God as to, I'm just asking Him to help me to move. To a better place.
I didn't hear the last part.
To a better place.
Asking God to help you to a better place.
Mhm.
Okay. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for this precious one on tonight, God. And I ask, Lord God, that you get in her spirit, Lord God, and invade her spirit, Lord God, and put her life in a better position, Lord God. Put her thought life in a better position. Put her physically in a better position, Lord God. Emotionally in a better position, God. Financially in a better position, God. Invade her whole life, God, and just reposition her in a better way, God. I ask that you strengthen her where she's weak, Lord God, and that you bless her, Lord God, in ways that she can never imagine, Lord God. Over and above anything that she can ask or imagine, Lord God, exceed that exceed her wildest dreams. God, I ask that you blow her mind. Be there for her the way nobody else has ever been there for her. And touch her in areas, God, where she didn't even know she needed a healing, Lord God. She didn't even know she needed to be delivered in that area, God. But I thank that you thank you for touching her and for blessing and for giving her a mind to be on prolific fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. I'm going to call you at the testimony soon. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you as well. All right. Tonight, does anybody else need prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. And 903, you're about to be on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just in need of prayer. I've been praying for restoration of my marriage for a little while now. And our oldest son has been acting out here lately. He's away in college, but for some reason he seems to keep getting in trouble.
Okay.
It's been a stressful year. We've lost 3 pregnancies, me and my husband. He doesn't have any biological children, but he's been real good in raising the 3 that I have.
I'm going to give you my private number just in case you need to talk about some other issues. Do you have something to write
yes.
it down? Or
yeah. Let me grab a pen.
I'm going to pray with you tonight, but just in case you need to talk privately.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
Let me know when you're ready. It's 865-408.
Uh-huh.
8690.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name? First name only.
Nikisha.
Okay. I just want to recognize you when you call me on the private line. It's Nikisha. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you be a warrior for her, Lord God, in her marriage, Lord God, that you war for her, Lord God, that you speak up for her in her marriage and do the things for her, Lord God, that she can't even tell you what to do, Lord God. Do those things that you know how to do, Lord God. Fight for that marriage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I come against the enemy that's trying to come against that marriage because your word says that what you put together, let no man put asunder, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for interrupting the enemy's plan. Satan, take your hands off of her marriage. It shall not go under, but they shall go over as a couple, over and above everything that they're struggling with. It will come out on top. In the name of Jesus, God. Now I ask that you touch her womb and make her able to hold a baby, God. In the name of Jesus, God. She's lost 3, God, but I thank you, Lord God, that 3 is a number of triple, Lord God, that you're going to give a triple blessing. Lord God, for every child that she has lost, God, give her triple blessings. Lord God, strengthen her womb to carry a baby, Lord God, for her and her husband, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy will not get in his mind, Lord God, and cause him to separate from his wife over this issue, God, but that he will continue to be content and be a good man and raise the children that they have that wait upon the blessing, wait upon the blessing of the Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God, in this season for her, Lord God. I thank you for touching her, Lord God, just blessing her in areas, God, where she can't even audibly tell you what she needs, Lord God, because it's so painful, Lord God. But I thank you for blessing her tears, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, blessing her in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen her and keep her. It was one more thing you said, pray for your marriage, your children. Your son, I know exactly what it is. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it back to me. God, look up on our son, the one that's in college, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off of him. He's not a bad young man. He's a good child. He's been raised right. And I ask, God, that you bring back to his remembrance the way that he has been raised so that he can get away from the people that he's hanging with, so that he can stop doing the things that he's doing, Lord God, and that he may get the education, Lord God, that he's been set there to get. Satan, take your hands off of him. I plead the blood of Jesus over him right now in the name of Jesus, that he will graduate college and that he will be that son that his mother is imagining him to be, that she believes him to be in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
Is there anybody else that desires prayer tonight? If so, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, looks like that's it for tonight. The first song that I played, because some people actually want to know what the songs are. And they contact me and tell me, believe it or not, when I don't call out the name of the song, they will contact me and let me know. The first song was Abba by Jonathan David Hesser. And the second song was Here by Tasha Cobbs. With that being said, let's go right on into the Word. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again tonight. Let's go right into the Word. The foundational text comes from Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22, from the New Living Translation. Again, that's Matthew 4:18 through 22 from the New Living Translation. One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, repairing the nets. And he called them to him too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. Upon hearing a word from the Lord, they said, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." The disciples dropped everything and followed Jesus. Beloved, in these last days, your answer is not on social media. Your answer is not on the news, but your answer is in the mouth of the Lord. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8 and 3, Matthew 4 and 4 NIV. In coming days upon this earth, if you want to live and make it, you must realize that your life is more than bread on the table, more than bread, the money in your pocket. Your life and the direction of your life is in the mouth of the Lord. Your life and the direction of your life is in the mouth of the Lord. In tonight's foundational text, the disciples were being called, and something in them realized that their life was more than their job, more than who they were biologically tied to. And so they began to move prophetically. Not based on what they saw, but based on what they heard, they moved. The Lord spoke and they moved. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah 30 and 21 NIV. Now is not the time to be dragging your feet. Hear me tonight. Now is not the time to be dragging your feet, procrastinating, or stalling because of fear. But when the Lord speaks, you move. But when the Lord speaks, you move. Some of you, you know the Lord's voice. And because you're comfortable where you are, as things are, you still haven't moved. And for those of you who are not sure of the Lord's voice, spend more time in His Word. Spend more time in His Word than you do TV, than you do on the phone. Because whoever you're talking to, you already know their voice. Now it's time you know the Lord's voice. Now it's time you know the Lord's voice. Your life depends on you knowing His voice. Your life, I'm not trying to scare you, but your life depends on you knowing His voice and moving prophetically in this season. Obedience is so vital now. Obedience is so vital now. Moving prophetically is not so much about what you saw. Moving prophetically is not so much about what you saw, but what you heard, or better still, what did you feel when you heard what you heard? This earth is prophetically moving into a place of total dependency. This earth is prophetically moving into a place of total dependency on God. You will need the Lord in ways you never thought imaginable before the end of time. This earth is prophetically moving into a place of total dependency on God. You will need the Lord in ways you never thought imaginable before the end of time. Prophetically moving. That's the title of tonight's message. Prophetically moving. 1 Chronicles 12:32, New King James says, the sons of Issachar had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Beloved, do you not understand the times? Look around you at this world. Look around you at this world. The net is breaking. That's what God said to me when I was preparing this message. The net is breaking. The safety net you set up for yourself is breaking. Gone are the days when your job could offer you a sense of security. Gone are the days when the government, when political leaders could actually do their assigned duty and offer you some sense of security in this country. And sadly, gone are the days when people could be fully trusted. And sadly, gone are the days when people could be fully trusted. These days, we all have certain family members we just don't trust. These days, we all have family members we just don't trust, all of which the Bible prophesied, all of which, y'all better read your Bible if you don't, all of which the Bible prophesied to us long ago, and it's happening now. For the Bible prophesied the love of many would grow cold. The love of many would grow cold. Cold being the same word for which we get the word psycho. Matthew 24:12. The love of many would grow cold. Cold being the same word from which we get the word psycho. In other words, the love of men would go crazy. That's why we're seeing a lot of crazy stuff going on now. The love of men has grown cold. The Bible also that prophesied men would become lovers of themselves. Men would become lovers of themselves. But understand this. In the last days, terrible times would come. But understand this, in the last days, terrible times would come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, without love of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3:4 from the Berean Study Bible. The Berean Study Bible. Fortunately for the disciples in tonight's foundational text, they already knew there had to be more to their life than fishing and repairing broken nets. Therefore, when Jesus called, they were more than ready to follow him. The disciples already knew that there had to be more to their lives than what they were experiencing. And somebody tonight, you know there has to be more to your life than what you're experiencing. Therefore, when Jesus called, they were more than ready to follow him. I just wonder, if God called your name tomorrow, would you be ready? Are you a follower of Jesus? Are you a follower of Jesus? Do you know the Lord? Are you a follower of Jesus tonight? Do you know the Lord? Being a follower of Jesus means giving your life over to Jesus. Being a follower of Jesus means giving your life over to Jesus like the disciples did. Knowing the Lord means trusting that he knows what's best for you in this season. Knowing the Lord means trusting that he knows, not what you know, but he knows what's best for you in this season of your life. Knowing the Lord means taking him at his word. Knowing the Lord means taking him at his word. But love, you don't have to keep mending brokenness. But love, you don't have to keep mending brokenness, trying to hold on to your safety net out of fear. Trying to hold on to your safety net out of fear. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Somebody let go and let God. Prepare yourself now to prophetically move at his word. Prepare yourself now to prophetically move at his word. Escape hell and live. Escape hell and live by turning your life over to Jesus, by becoming a follower of Jesus, by taking him at his word and prophetically moving. You will escape eternal soul damnation when it is you depart this life. Also in 2017, learning to prophetically move at the sound of his voice, learning to swiftly obey, could literally save your life. Again, I'm not trying to make you afraid, but it's the truth. These are the days we're living in. Time out for procrastinating and dragging your feet. Again, obedience is very vital now. Obedience is very vital now. When you hear his voice, when he tells you to move, when he tells you to do something, you need to do it and do it then. Yet, I would be naive. I would be so naive. It would be so naive of me if I didn't let you know, turning your life over to Jesus, as great as it is, it will not cause you to escape all the trials and tribulations of this life, because a lot of people believe that when they get saved, they're not going to go through anything, and that's simply not true. As great as it is to turn your life over to Jesus, it will not cause you to escape all the trials and tribulations of this life. You will still go through some things. You will still go through some things. You will still suffer some things. But the Bible says that when we grieve the loss of a loved one, when we grieve the loss, when we grieve loss in general, when we grieve a loss of a loved one, when we grieve loss in general, we do not grieve like those that have no hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. When we grieve because we will grieve because we're human, but we will not grieve like those that don't have hope. We will grieve because we're human and still on this earth in an earthly body, but the manner, the way in which we grieve as followers of Jesus is different. We grieve, but we still have hope. We grieve knowing that though the situation might feel hopeless, somebody tonight, the situation feels hopeless, but you are not hopeless, but we are not hopeless. Inside of us is hope. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's what the scripture says. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, NIV. Somebody, you might feel broken, like there's nothing good in you. Somebody, you might feel broken tonight, like there's nothing good in you. So you've lost hope. So you've lost hope. Don't keep trying to fix what's broken. And give yourself just as you are to God. Give yourself just as you are to God. In tonight's foundational text, going a little further up the shore, Jesus saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat, repairing nets with their father. He called them, and immediately they came, left their father, the broken nets, and came. Just as they were at that particular time, they came. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you a difficult person. You are a difficult person. God may have to go a little farther to really get to you, but he doesn't mind. That's how gracious he is. He doesn't mind. You will not stay as you are. You will not. Hear me tonight. You will not stay as you are. You can't keep repairing what's broken. Beloved, you can't keep repairing what's broken. It's time to abandon your safety net and come. It's time to stop. It's time to abandon your safety net and come, just like the disciples did. Come just as you are. Walk away from some people right now in this season. Walk away from some people right now in this season. You might love them and hold them dear, but they can't help you get what you need. They can't help you get where you need to be. You may love them, and they may be good people, but walk away from them in this season because they cannot help you get what you need, and they cannot help you get where you need to be. The brothers, James and John, walked away from their father to follow Jesus, not because their father was a bad man. They walked away, but not because their father was a bad man, but because their father, as human as he was, had already passed down to them all he had to offer. Zebedee passed down to his sons the ability to fish for a living, but they needed more. Somebody, don't stay stuck in family tradition. Don't stay stuck in family tradition. Just because that's the way your family has always did it, that's the way your family does this and that, that's your family's way. Somebody, don't stay stuck in family tradition when you know you need more. There's nothing wrong with needing more. There is nothing wrong with needing more. There's nothing wrong with wanting more out of life. There's nothing wrong with needing more, wanting more out of life than the generations that came before you. Love your family. Hear me. Love your family, but you don't have to stay like your family. Love your family, but you don't have to stay like your family. It's time you prophetically moved into something more. It's time you prophetically moved into something more. At the sound of his voice, move. If something in his message is hitting home for you tonight, and you hear his voice in my voice, move. Get out of that boat you've always been in and move. Come to Jesus just as you are. You don't have to get your business fixed first before you come. Many people believe they have to get their business fixed first before they come. That's not true. You don't have to get your business fixed first before you come. That's God's business. That's not your business anyway. That's God's business. God's in the healing business, the delivering business, the saving business. He heals broken hearts. Psalms 147 and 3 Amplified. He heals wounds. Jeremiah 30 and 17, New King James. He saves souls. Peter said, Lord, save me. And you know what? That was enough. The Bible says immediately. After Peter said, Lord, save me, the Bible says immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and saved Peter. Matthew 14. In tonight's foundational text, Jesus promised to show the disciples another way, a better way, other than the way that they were already doing. Let him do the same for you. Let him do the same for you. No matter what you're going through now, drop it. Drop it, drop them, etc., and follow Jesus. Listen live or to the replay, however you're listening on tonight. It's time to follow Jesus. It's time to come just as you are. It's time to come just as you are. And right now, Jesus told me to do something different. God told me to do something a little different. Right now, I'm going to play Come Just As You Are by Crystal Lewis. And after this song, I'm going to come back and lead you in the prayer of salvation. So I want this song to really meditate in your heart and get ready to receive Jesus. This is Come Just As You Are by Crystal Lewis. Do you desire to be in right standing with God? Do you desire to be in right standing with God tonight? If you desire to be right with God, repeat after me. And mean it with your heart. Repeat after me. Father God, we come to you sinners in need of grace, in need of mercy, in need of Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Grant us the faith to obey him, the strength to follow him at any cost, and spiritual ears to hear him when it is he calls. Do these things for us, Father, and so much more. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines right now or online or on Blog Talk Radio listening online or iTunes or listening through one of the podcast apps, and throughout the week, maybe next week, next month, or whenever you desire prayer or Bible-based consultation because something is going on, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. And some people prefer not to talk to me. I don't know why. I'm nice, but they prefer not to talk to me. They prefer to email. You can email at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Also for tonight, I'm not going to give out the social media information because God told me that after I finish praying for salvation to just really leave the show like it is. So I'm just going to tell you this. If you want to know my social media information, Google my name, Google Prophetess Stacy. And the flyers for both Faith on the Line Friday night and Prolific Fire Monday night will be up on my social media. Until then, until next week, God bless you all. I love you. I pray you got something out of the word. I pray you feel better and your soul is set free. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all. Good night. And thank you.